Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off the second edition of 2024 on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Now, before we get in, filling in for Kip Branch today is Callie Cold. Callie did a show with us not very long ago, so Callie, appreciate your time.
Oh, no, I'm excited to be here and talk sports, man. A day like this, I'm here.
Yeah, and before we get into that, we want to offer thoughts and prayers to Kip Branch and his family. Don't want to put his personal stuff out there, but, you know, definitely we're thinking about Kip and his family for a family situation that they are dealing with right now.
Definitely sending prayers and love to the Kip family right now.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so Michigan is your national champion, and there are folks that I know a lot of course, you know, us living in Georgia. There are folks that are feeling kind of like, well, congratulations, Michigan, but is that just really a paper championship because you didn't have to beat the dogs to do it?
Well, you know, for me, first of all, I felt like Washington choked, and I already was skeptical about you know, the Pac-12, Pac-10 team being in there. Although Penix off the chain, but didn't really have anything, any answer for that Michigan Wolverines defense. It was crazy.
Man, I got on this show, and I sat there and waved the flag for Washington last week.
And they look good, though.
And said that they were going to beat Michigan, that Michigan couldn't cover their receivers.
Man.
And they would just run all over the place, and that Washington would get into a shootout, and Michigan couldn't play that game. And the exact opposite of how I said that game would go is how that game actually went, where Michigan just lined up and leaned on them the whole game, yeah. Got pressure on the quarterback, and that's, you know, Penix was like, oh, man, I missed so many opportunities. Well, yeah, because you had guys all around you the whole game. You were under pressure. So, you know, it's tough to make an accurate pass when you've got, you know, a 250-pound defensive lineman breathing down your neck.
Well, I don't want to have to make this about the SEC already, but I'm going to go ahead and make it about the SEC.
All right.
Basically, Michigan, they had their game. They beat the big bad Wolf in Bama, and then the next week they just kind of continued that program, and there was really no answer. Washington, they had a chance to play Texas. They played Texas, and okay, yeah, Texas, it was a nice run. They really showed that offensive explosion
they
that
did.
They got over there, but that didn't work with Michigan. Michigan's team was built to take on every conference, and they showed this year. With a little cheating on the side, but I can't accuse them of that in a national championship.
So the question that I have pertains more to Washington at this point than it does Michigan. Washington, you know, I personally thought going into the season that Oregon was the best team in the Pac-12. Well, Washington beat them twice,
right,
to prove that they were better than Oregon. So there's hands down, no argument, Washington was the best team in the Pac-12.
Right.
And they get in that national championship game, and, you know, something Texas didn't do that Michigan did is punch Washington in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Washington had no response to that. That was really the first time all season that I think anybody had been that physical with the Huskies, and they had no answer. So my question is, if that's the best team in the Pac-12, which it is.
Right.
If Washington was the best team in the Pac-12, you want to start getting into teams that didn't deserve to be there.
It's a long list. It's a long list.
You know, maybe they're on that list too. I don't know. I mean, if you're going to exclude I'm not going to get into this, but if you're going to exclude an undefeated Florida State, and then, you know, that performance against Michigan where they were just dominant. You know, and they get to halftime, the score's close.
Right.
But I don't really think anybody really ever questioned that Michigan was going to win the game from them watching the game with their own eyes.
Right.
Michigan pushed Washington around the entire game, and you just kind of felt like it's only a matter of time
right
before Michigan pulls away.
Well, and you know, when you talk about physical ball, me being a longtime USC fan, I love the Pac-12, but at the same time, it's finesse ball. And when you play that type of finesse ball game and you're passing, it gets hard to beat somebody in the trenches if that's not where all your bread and butter is. Most of the time in the Pac-12, you're talking about the receivers, the quarterbacks, even your cornerbacks and some linebackers. Yeah, there are good defensive and offensive linemen, but for the most part, it's a finesse game. But when you have teams like Alabama, when you have Georgia, who have finesse players in those positions and have the trenches, it just makes a difference. So that's one of those things that we're going to see in college football going forward that everybody's going to have to respond to, because most of the good teams, they have the finesse and the power.
You know, and I heard Penix say in the post presser that, you know, he felt badly that he didn't play well and he missed several passes that, you know, receivers were there and he didn't make accurate throws. But I couldn't help think to myself when I'm listening to this, you know, that's just kind of football.
Yeah.
You know, every game, you don't hit on every single play that you call. You do overthrow passes. You know, you have busted plays. You have plays that were called that you didn't get off because of a penalty. Mm-hmm. You know, those are things that just kind of happen throughout the game. And so I'm sitting here listening to him saying, you know, I didn't play well and that's the reason that we lost. No, the reason you lost is because Michigan was better.
Yeah.
Even if you hit those plays, maybe it keeps your team around a little bit longer.
Right, right, right.
But it's those plays aren't winning you the football game.
No, because – What Michigan was bringing was that intensity on defense. They already knew they were going to put pressure on him. And so it really, they put the pressure on him to make those plays and kind of throw them out of the game, which never happened. So with them bringing the defense to them like that, it really put the pressure on him having to show up and say, hey, this is my game. This is my national championship. And that's kind of hard to ask of a guy, you know, after having the schedule they just had. You know, I could say they had a respectable schedule, but when it comes up to those last teams and everybody else is used to being in the big, when you name all those programs, they might have just been the eyeball out. Texas, even though they haven't been a big deal in a while, they're still Texas. Michigan is still Michigan, you know, and Alabama's still Alabama. So they were just kind of the odd team out at that point.
In the next segment, we haven't done this in a while, but in the next segment, I'm actually going to bring back the weekend review.
Okay.
Done that in I don't know, however many months. But, yeah, we're going to bring that back for this show. Is it going to stick around? I mean, I don't know. Yeah, we'll just kind of see how it goes. We'll play it by ear. You know, let the producers decide what they want to do. You know, they told me this week they wanted me to do one, and I was like, all right, yeah, cool. I'll do one. So I did. So next segment, you'll hear the weekend review. We're going to talk about – you know, we would be remiss to go through a whole first segment and not mention, you know, the big news, in my opinion, of the week, which is Nick Saban retiring.
Right, right, right.
And, you know, every college football head coach went out and partied last night. Every one of them.
Oh, except for Kirby, though. Except for Kirby.
Well, why didn't Kirby go?
Because of how Nick Saban did it. He did it real nasty. This is, I'm going to end my whole legacy on, you know what, I didn't three-peat. Kirby, you don't get the three-peat. That's what, and okay, I'm good. Long as Kirby didn't win. You know, that's how I feel like he walked away. Because otherwise you're like, there's unfinished business. But he feels like, nah, Georgia didn't get the three-peat. Kirby, sit down. I'm the man.
And the other thing is, and we'll go into this a little bit later, is him walking away when he walked away, or in the fashion that he did, because Alabama beats, not just keeps them from a three-peat, but beats them in the SEC championship
right.
game to kind of reestablish themselves as the top dog the SEC.
True.
And then he says, yeah, I'm done, because I'm going to retire with that.
With that.
With that. So
it's pretty cold, man.
Yeah. Kirby still doesn't have to. And mark my words, it doesn't matter who they hire. No coach is going to repeat the success. Six national championships and however long he was there. You're not going to see that out of Alabama anymore.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information on services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Several players from the Georgia Bulldogs have announced they will enter the 2024 NFL Draft. Some of those players, safety Javon Bullard, center Kendrick Van Pran, corner Kamari Lassiter, offensive tackle Amarius Mims, defensive back Tyke Smith, tight end Brock Bowers, wide receiver Marcus Rosemy-Jack-Saint, and running backs Dejon Edwards and Kendall Milton, as well as wide receiver Ladd McConkey, just to name a few. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Keep up with all of your favorite local sports teams, thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
All aboard!
We're back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. It's time for the weekend review.
And here we go. Nick Saban, you will be missed, said no coach anywhere. Write this down. It is finally the Buffalo Bills year. So all year, the media said the Pac-12 was the best conference in the country. Yep, Washington looked real competitive against Michigan. Your next Alabama head coach, Kirby Smart. Hey, Belichick, how did that life after Tom Brady turn out for you? The Super Bowl champion this season, the San Francisco 49ers. And the Falcons have started their search for their next head coach that they will fire in 3 years. For those that don't believe the NFL wants to move the Jags to London, guess where the Jags will have a home game this season? Again. The Clippers signed Kawhi Leonard to a 3-year, $150 million extension. The deal was signed at his residence, the Los Angeles Assisted Living Facility. Are there any free agents left for the Dodgers to sign? The Cowboys will finally get that elusive Super Bowl this year. Write it down. Does anyone really believe that Michigan would have beaten Georgia? The Chiefs will repeat as Super Bowl champions. Well, here we go, rock and Roman at WrestleMania, and these are my thoughts.
Hey, we're back on the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and I'm excited after that weekend review right there.
For those of you that don't know, I don't know if you know this or Callie, but my guilty pleasure, right, is I am a wrestling fan, and The Rock came out a couple weeks ago on Monday Night Raw and, dropped some innuendos about facing Roman Reigns, who, if you're not a wrestling fan, he's like the face of the company right now.
Right, he's the big dog.
Yeah, and so he's had that championship for like the third longest all time. Like he's chasing Hulk Hogan for the third, for like the second longest reign in, in WWE history. So The Rock has come back, and he's basically made an innuendo that he's going to challenge. And, of course, The Rock coming back means that that match is probably going to happen at WrestleMania. The thing that, that gets me with that is the WWE has spent a lot of time, and I've said this before, the WWE has spent a lot of time and energy in the last year and a half pushing Cody Rhodes to kind of be the top guy to take over in place of Roman Reigns, mm-hmm. and they did that WrestleMania match last year, Cody and Roman, where Roman retained, and so since then they have done nothing but really build toward that rematch, mm-hmm. and in parachutes The Rock
to interfere,
and now Cody is just kind of in limbo.
Oh man,
you have no idea what they're going to do with him, but I guarantee you, you don't sign The Rock to come back unless you're going to do that match at WrestleMania, and I don't know what happens with Cody.
No, no, you have to. And one thing about it, like, just speaking of The Rock, just the way he's using his star power all throughout sports, business deals, even with media, him coming back to wrestling where he really got all his fans, that's where it makes sense. Like, he's probably I either have to put him up there with him or, like, right behind Ric Flair when it comes to a guy who could really sell, like, a match and really could go in. I mean, he has some – I could repeat some of his spills easily. You know, what's The Rock – you smell what The Rock's cooking, your candy, all that, you know. Mm-hmm. But if he's going to come in and be a part, then, yeah, they got to give him the big show. He can't wait. He can't wait. Why would The Rock wait and come back and wait to compete for the title?
No, if he's in the fold, he's doing it at WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah.
A guy that also is used to winning, you know, big time moments, and that's Nick Saban.
Right, right.
And so, you know, he moves on, and so the rumor mill begins. Who is going to be the next Alabama head coach? I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Write this down. It's going to be one of three guys.
Ooh, let me hear this.
It's either going to be my personally. I think, in my opinion, the leading candidate is Dabo Swinney.
Okay.
I think that he gets that job. To me, he's the leading candidate. Now, Dan Lanning, I think, is in the mix. And I guarantee you that Kirby Smart's phone has rung with a Tuscaloosa area code on it. I guarantee you that they have called Kirby Smart. Now, I don't personally think that Kirby is going to leave the Georgia job for the Alabama job. And the reason I don't think that is because when you look at those two programs, they're pretty well equal. And, yeah, Alabama can say, well, we'll pay you more money than what you're making at Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, all Kirby's got to do is just go to the front office or go to the school president and the athletic director and say, hey, I want to stay here, but Alabama has offered me more money. Can we match that? Yeah. We'll be happy to pay you whatever it is that they want to pay you to keep you here. So I don't think that's a factor either with Kirby. So I just – is it a possibility that Kirby would jump ship? Sure. Yeah. Is it likely? In Jason Bishop's opinion, no.
I think he's staying. And you know, Alabama, that's a nice spot. It's a dream job. But Kirby's in that special position in the ACC where in the SEC, where he's in a southern state with the biggest city. You're talking about being in Georgia, you got Atlanta culture.
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty much the Falcons. They've won back-to-back. They can never be that at Alabama. You can never, because there's not a pro market in Alabama. So even though in Georgia, the Falcons reign as far as the ATL, Georgia having that big market in Atlanta and having a whole state, it makes it a different school, and it makes it more of a power move to stay in Georgia. That's just what I think.
Here's the truth of the situation. There are two men that reside in the state of Georgia or that are from the state of Georgia. Those two men are Kirby Smart and Stetson Bennett. Those two men, if you're a police officer or a Georgia State Trooper or whoever, and you pull over either one of them and write them a speeding ticket, you won't have a job the next day.
I believe it.
That's just not going to happen.
I believe it.
So, you know, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Golden Coast Golf Carts and by Southeast Georgia Health System.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
I think that the leading candidate is Dabo Swinney to take the Alabama job. But if I'm making the decision on who I hire Dan Lanning. And, okay. the, and the reason I do that is because he does have Alabama ties. Mm-hmm. And then when he went to Georgia as the defensive coordinator, how many kids did he put in the NFL again?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, Georgia's been pretty hefty on the D side.
Yeah, when he was a defensive coordinator, I mean, they were setting defensive records,
right?
You know, for points allowed and you just name it, yards allowed, whatever it is. And then he goes to Oregon, and, you know, Oregon known as – Dan Lanning is known as a defensive mind. He goes to Oregon, which typically has been an offensive type of program, and he steps in the door, and they do get better defensively,
right?
But they don't miss a beat on the offensive side of the ball. They just keep churning. So he's kind of shown that he can do that too. And Oregon, you know, they had a really good year this year as well under him. Granted, he did have Bo Nix at quarterback, but, you know, you still got to coach the guy, and you still got to have, you know, people in the right spots to call plays, and then you've got to make decisions. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the point I'm making is I think the better hire is Dan Lanning.
Mm-hmm.
Success as the DC at Georgia. He's had success as the head coach at Oregon, and he's got Alabama ties. You know, I think he's full of energy. I think that he might be a better offensive coach than Dabo Swinney, because look at Clemson's offense. Last few years with Dabo.
Well, and this is a thing too. When you talk about Nick Saban, you're not just competing with his coaching style and his game plan and what he's doing. You also competing with that recruiting. Like his recruiting game is probably next to Deion. Probably the only person who is, and Deion's just coming up to that level where he's pulling all those guys. Saban is the type of guy that goes to your house. He's in – it doesn't matter if it's deep South Alabama, Mississippi, in the bayou of Louisiana, Florida. He'll come to your house. He'll do the Cupid shuffle and the electric slide with your family, eat your food, all that. Like, do they have that type of level of commitment to recruiting and relating to players? Because that's a big thing. Like, guys want to go to Alabama. Like, they feel – comfortable, like it's like a Jimmy Johnson and the U thing, you know, guys wanted to play for him. He does have that. Like, it's not just about the program at Alabama. So the guy's gonna have to bring it when it comes to recruiting whoever replaces him.
And to your point, I guess that anytime that Alabama fell out of the top three in national recruiting, it was news,
right? Like, right,
typically that just right. didn't happen because mm-hmm. of how well Saban recruited. So at the end of the day, I don't think Kirby Smart is in the mix. Now, I'm not saying that Alabama's not going to make the call.
Right.
I'm not even saying that Kirby Smart's not going to have that conversation, because I think it would be a foolish decision as a businessman
right.
not to have the conversation. Because at the very worst for Kirby Smart in this situation is if Alabama does want you bad enough and they are willing to pay you more than the University of Georgia and you don't really want to leave the University of Georgia, you could still use it as leverage to get a raise at the University of Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it would be foolish for Kirby not to take that call and have that conversation. Now, at the end of the day, I think Kirby stays, and Alabama's going to have to make a choice between Dan Lanning and Dabo Swinney. And for those folks that say, well, Dabo's been at Clemson so long, you know, would he leave? Yeah. Yeah. Yes, he would.
It's a mess right now. Yes, he would. He'll leave.
Yeah. It's not going swimmingly for him in Clemson, South Carolina, and it hasn't for the last couple of years. He's got people calling into his coach's show questioning his $11.3 million salary, if he's worth that.
Ooh.
So, and that's another thing. You know, Alabama will probably have to, if they're going to hire Dabo, they're going to have to pony up more than $11.3. And, you know, I don't know what Dabo's contract is. I know he recently signed an extension. I don't know what the buyout would be if he decided to walk away from Clemson and take the Alabama job. What would Alabama have to pay Clemson to get him in the fold? And, you know, I guess same thing for Dan Lanning, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, they got Affleck money over there.
Yeah, and Nike.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids eat free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday, Student Discount Day on Fridays, and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
Stay cool while you cheer for your team with our top-notch HVAC services. Whether you need a service call, a maintenance, or a new unit, we at the AC Guys are ready to help. Don't let a faulty AC sideline your enjoyment. Call the AC Guys now and score big on comfort touchdowns this football season.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust. Come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All right, guys, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. You only get one shot at this. Time to get into Cunningham Jewelers to find that perfect gift for that special someone. Don't get stressed out. Let Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff help you find that perfect gift, no matter your budget. Charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, we have it all and more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's Island favorite. Fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys. Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcia's.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
Changing in college football. Nick Saban is moving on. There won't be a Pacific Athletic Coast Conference next year, or there technically will be, but it will be the Pacific Athletic Coast 2, and they'll play a Mountain West schedule. Callie and I were talking about that in the break. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Golden Coast Golf Carts and by Southeast Georgia Health System.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, club car and star dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of at the end of St. Simon's Island Causeway, GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
You know, another thing about the – yeah, that's a tough read. Another,
I know. I got my – I felt like I was reading Dr. Seuss at one point. Shout out to Golden Coast Golf Carts. I got it.
Sounded like Kip doing a read.
So, shout out to Kip.
Yeah, another thing about the Nick Saban retiring and the timing of it, right? So he has benefited a lot from being at Alabama during the BCS years and then the college football playoff, where – during the BCS years, all he had to do was win one extra game to win a national championship in college football playoff. He wins two extra games, and he wins a national championship. Well, now, starting next year, that's not going to be the case. You're going to have to win more games because you're going to have 12 teams in, and, you know, there are going to be upsets. You know, when you've got that many teams getting in and playing that many extra games – and I think Nick saw the writing on the wall there. You know, he's I've got seven total national championships, six here at Alabama. You know, I just don't really see the point in, you know, having to fight through 11 other teams to win a national championship. So, you know, Nick Saban will not be a part of, you know, the new scheme of college football.
Well, you know, it throws that Cinderella element into it. Everybody likes the underdogs. That's why everybody watches March Madness. I think it will spice up the game because people are tired of seeing national championship games where people lose by 50. So the fact that, hey, if you do 1 through 12 and maybe sometimes a 7 might be the 3 or sometimes a 10 might be the 2, you just never know. But it spices up college football, and there'll probably be more money on the table, and a few more schools get to be in that status just by always being in the playoffs.
It creates a little bit more parity. It allows other teams, other schools to recruit, you know, from other conferences, and not just the SEC and the Big Ten. It levels the playing field a little bit there, and you know, and I've heard this too, and I've thought about it, and I've actually debunked this. I have a theory. And I'll circle back in a minute. But, you know, I have heard the argument of typically there's only 4, 5, maybe 6 teams in the country that are good enough to win a national championship. And now you're expanding to 12 teams. Mm. So you're really watering down, you know, the field because you're going to have, you know, 4 to 6 teams, arguably.
Right.
4 to 6 teams that just aren't on that level. And
but you would say out of 12, you don't think there's 12 consistently college football could put out like 12 programs every year that bring it? Like you think that's too hard for them?
Well, the state of what college football is now, yeah, 12 is too many. But the theory I have is that it won't be forever.
Okay.
Because what's going to happen here, in Jason Bishop's opinion, is because of you're adding 12, you know, you're adding 8 other teams, and you're going to have, you know, a tiered playoff system, it does create the possibility for more teams going further and deeper into the playoffs, and it levels the more importantly, it levels the recruiting field. And so I think you're going to go from, you know, 4 to 6 teams that are good enough to maybe 8 to 10
okay.
that are good okay. enough, because the recruiting is going to get spread out a little bit more.
Right.
And, you know, you're not going to have, you know, Ohio State and Alabama and Georgia every single year in the championship game. You're going to have some other programs, you know, a Penn State or an Ole Miss or somebody like that, that's going to be able to get in as a 12 and, you know, get hot at the right time and or whatever. And so I think it benefits a lot of folks. I don't even know how we got off of this tangent because it's not even on the shot sheet. It's not even on the sheet. But anyway, I think that it creates more parity in college football. Overall, I think it will be good for the game. Teams will get better, and you know, you'll have more teams that are good enough to win a national championship instead of just the same old, you know, 4 or 5.
But I will say this: the difference in the NFL and in the CAA is, I've seen a lot of teams that just have one excellent player win a national championship in college football, and it's kind of hard to do that in the NFL. But in college football, as long as the recruiting can stay good, and certain schools that are not Georgia and Alabama and Michigan can still get top players that might be the best running back in the country, might be the best quarterback, or might be the best defensive end, then I think they could fill up that 12.
Especially if you get, you know, a superstar quarterback.
Right,
you
right,
know, that, right. That is a time-tested you know, fact.
It can mean all the difference for your team.
It sure is. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, you get a quarterback in there, and, you know, that's kind of what, again, I'm going down a rabbit hole, that's kind of what the University of Florida is hoping with the kid they landed, the 5-star kid that they landed, because, you know, they've been abysmal for a while
right,
now.
Right.
And, you know, they're hoping this kid will be able to lead them, you know, well, out of the mire that they've been in.
Well, think about this, though. Just like you saying Florida is abysmal, are they abysmal in the Mountain West, though? Are they abysmal in the Pac-12? That's what's going to – a team like Florida is what would help the 12 playoff seed. For the 12 or 13 teams.
To your point, no, they're not as bad in those other conferences as they are in the SEC because the SEC's competitive level is higher than those. And I think we just witnessed that with Washington getting thumped.
Right, right.
And, you know, and that goes back to all year. You know, the Pac-12 is the best conference in the country, best conference in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the national championship game, the two best teams, right? And in my opinion, Washington wasn't better than Alabama. They're not better than Georgia. Definitely not better than Michigan. Were they better than Ohio State? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't see Michigan beating Georgia at all. I don't see Michigan beating Alabama twice.
No.
So, there, you know.
No, Jalen Milroe did not have a good game against Michigan. But, you know, that's part of that is planning and game planning, and Michigan made plays. So
Yeah.
And Michigan won that game.
Yeah.
It's not Alabama didn't lose it. Michigan won the football game.
No, they definitely played. No, they showed up.
So, you know, that's just kind of part of it. But, you know, yeah, so we'll go in this 12-team thing, and, you know, I think that it will it'll create some parity. The field will get deeper, and we'll have more national champions. I don't think we're going to see a run that Georgia had anytime soon.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dawgs!
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com. Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
All right, guys, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. You only get one shot at this. Time to get into Cunningham Jewelers to find that perfect gift for that special someone. Don't get stressed out. Let Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff help you find that perfect gift, no matter your budget. Charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, we have it all and more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, you know, we have talked ad nauseum about Nick Saban retiring, and he deserves it, right? Like,
right.
Nick Saban deserves some of Jason Bishop's time.
Definitely.
I mean, I think that, you know, he has earned a couple of segments on my show. Good job, Nick. Pat on the head. So, the NFL playoffs are coming, and I'm going on record, and I'm just telling you, I like the Chiefs to win the whole thing.
Oh, again?
Yeah. I like the Chiefs.
Again?
I like the Chiefs. They don't have any receivers. Yeah, but they got Patrick Mahomes.
That's true. That's true.
You know. Yeah, Baltimore is your number one seed in the AFC. By the way, the Falcons nor the Jags made the playoffs. They both had collapses down the stretch.
Man, when it comes to the Jags, the letdown this year, it kind of hurts on another level because when you think about last year, you think about the playoff run and all the hopes, even what, ESPN picking them to go to the Super Bowl, and then basically they had it. I mean, they're like 7-8 games in, and then it just fell apart. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to the Jags. Maybe next year.
At the end of the day with the Jaguars, I can say this, which I can't say for the Falcons, because the Falcons quarterback situation was, it was a bomb the whole year. With the Jags, Trevor Lawrence got hurt there at the end.
Right, right.
And that really affected his play, and you saw how much it affected the Jags' offense and everything that they do, and that's kind of why they went on their slide at the end, because Trevor was trying to gut it out, and he was playing injured. Mm-hmm. They'll be fine. He'll come back next year, and they'll, be a playoff team, and, we'll see what they do, because that AFC is tough.
That's what they said last year, though.
Yeah, but Trevor got hurt. They had a healthy Trevor Lawrence, and
the only thing that messes me up is I went back and watched that Kansas City Jaguar game where they tried to just take out his whole ankle. When I'm talking about Patrick Mahomes, I don't know what they shot Patrick Mahomes up with, but that forever sticks in my mind. Every time I hear about a quarterback getting injured, I just think about Pat Mahomes limping, yelling, screaming, and then going out in the game and going crazy.
In the NFC, San Francisco is your number one seed. So your playoff teams over in the AFC, Houston's going to be at Cleveland. I'm not sure that Stroud's ready to win a playoff game in an atmosphere like Cleveland with those fans.
Right.
That'll be a tough test for him, but it's good that he'll get that experience.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City is hosting Miami. These two seeds flip-flop because of the last week of the season and things that went down. So Kansas City will be hosting Miami. Miami can score with anybody.
At any time.
Can they play enough defense to keep Patrick Mahomes off the scoreboard? Maybe. I personally think that the saving grace for the Chiefs this year, other than Patrick Mahomes, has been how well their defense has played.
They've been playing better. And normally the Kansas City Chiefs, they give up a lot of points.
Not this year.
And they keep a lot of games like real, real close down the line where the offense has to save them. But yeah, this year is different. They've been winning games this year.
Buffalo is the 2 seed, and they'll host Pittsburgh over the NFC, Philadelphia and Tampa. Tampa gets a home game. I think they finished like 8-8, or not 8-8, but 9-8, because they've got 17 games now. I think they finished like 9-8, maybe 10-7. I'm not real sure. But they win the division. They don't have as good of a record as Philly, but Philly is the wild card because they lost the division to Dallas.
Philly cannot lose to Tampa. If they lose to Tampa, that is a bad sign.
They'll go to Tampa and win for sure. Detroit hosts the Rams, and the Cowboys will be hosting Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And those are your playoff teams. So I've got San Francisco and Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Baltimore and Kansas City in the AFC title game. San Francisco and Dallas in the NFC championship game, which, I hope that happens because it'd be quite entertaining to have the Cowboy fans be one step away from getting back to the Super Bowl and not getting there, because their arch rival knocked them out.
So you think Philly's going to knock them out?
I think San Francisco beats Dallas in the NFC championship game.
Well, see, this is my thing. I was a 49er fan for a long time, definitely. But Niners couldn't mess with Baltimore in 2013, and they can't mess with them now. It's going to be Baltimore, Frisco, and Harbaugh's going to do his 1-2 for little bro. You feel me? That's how it's going to happen.
So you're dead set that Baltimore is. I don't have any faith in Lamar Jackson. This
is the thing. There are so many guys who have not won as many games as he has. And I know he has the same thing going on with the playoffs with, hey, not in no big games in the playoffs. But this is the year. This is the year. It is what it is. You don't have any more. No more Tom. No more any of that. It's just him and Mahomes. And I think he could take him out. I can see that being the AFC championship, Baltimore in Kansas City, and him and Mahomes facing it up, and then they play Frisco. And I'm going to just say it again. Frisco couldn't handle Baltimore before. They can't handle them now. We proved that a couple of weeks ago. We seen how soft San Francisco looked, real soft. And they're a physical team, but they look real soft versus Baltimore.
I'll say this about Lamar Jackson. He and Dak Prescott, they go out and hang out together, and they both sit in the next year is my year section. That's where they sit at.
And Trevor Lawrence.
Not true.
No. Not true. And Trevor. Trevor not true. Is definitely – I have everybody – this is my thing. I have everybody in the region. They always get me. They say not Trevor, but he's a maybe next year guy. He is. I put him over there too.
And maybe one day you'll be right about that. It's just that to this point, Trevor hasn't been in the league long enough.
How many years he been in?
Not long enough.
How many years he been in?
Well, let's see. Clemson won the national championship in 2018 with him at quarterback. So that means 2019 must have been his rookie season.
Okay.
So go from there.
So you got about 4 or 5 years.
Not as many as Dak and Lamar.
Yeah, but still, Lamar's the MVP.
Even more my case.
And he might get his second MVP.
He should.
He might get his second MVP.
He's a great – he and Dak Prescott are two of the best ever to have done it in the regular season.
But, see, I like Dak.
They're great regular season players.
But this is the problem.
Great regular season players.
Lamar is playing Pat Mahomes. He's had to play all Joe Burrow. He's playing a number of different quarterbacks. Dak and the Cowboys, they just can't beat anybody as a team. I wouldn't even put that on Dak. They can't beat anybody as a team.
They're great regular season players. Both of them are. Fantastic. Two of the best that we've ever seen.
This going to be the year, though.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Stay cool while you cheer for your team with our top-notch HVAC services. Whether you need a service call, a maintenance, or a new unit, we at the AC Guys are ready to help. Don't let a faulty AC sideline your enjoyment. Call the AC Guys now and score big on comfort touchdowns this football season.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simons Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
The Falcons are looking for another head coach. And, you know, it's the every 3 years we say the same thing. The Falcons are looking for a new head coach. And, you know, I just don't – Arthur Blank, I'm talking to you. Every 3 years you do this, you fire a coach, you go and hire a new head coach based upon, you know, the guys that are interviewed and hired from your front office, the guys that you have in your front office. And every year you pick in the NFL draft somewhere between 8 and 12. Every single year for 15 years we have played this game. And so this is what I want to say to you. Dude, it's not the coach. Those guys that you have in the front office that refuse to draft defensive players in the first round, that, you know, constantly, or if they do draft a defensive player, they take a Tack McKinley at 8, you know, who turns into nothing. And those guys are the problem. It's not the coach. Now, your quarterback situation stunk, but who drafted the quarterback in Desmond Ridder? Oh, it was the front office guys.
Yeah.
Get better front office guys. Clean house. You had the opportunity to do it now, and you didn't. You kept the same guys in place. You'll draft another Desmond Ridder, or you'll do something ridiculous like give away a first-round pick for Justin Fields, and you'll be no better. Maybe, and I'll say this. You know what? I'm not being fair. If you do trade for Justin Fields, you will be better. Mm-hmm. Instead of being 8-9, I can see you being 10-7.
The next year I can see that.
Yeah, 10-7, and you draft 12th.
but you know what? It's sad to have that much talent, like right here in the state of Georgia, and we can see it with the University of Georgia, and they're not even trying to build a pipeline like that. I mean, when you say defensive players, how many players could you have had, even though a lot of the Georgia defensive players, you know, they're going quick a draft night. But at the same time, I mean, there should be some type of rapport for trying to keep talent, you know?
The Atlanta, and I'm not saying that Bijan Robinson is not a good running back. Yeah. He is. Mm-hmm. You know, he was the best running back in the draft last year.
Yeah.
Hands down, there are no arguments. And I think, and I'm pretty serious. I think they drafted him 8th. I think he was the 8th pick. And again, they have the 8th pick again this year. So the point I'm making is, with that 8th pick, you drafted a guy at a position that isn't really valued a lot in the NFL, and you already had a guy there who's talented at running back to begin with.
Right.
So you drafted a second running back to have, I guess, a dual-headed monster there, and you finished with the 8th pick. Could you have serviced that pick a little bit better last year? Instead of drafting a running back, could you have gone out and maybe gotten a corner or, you know, a pass rusher? And at the end of the day, that's where the Falcons are going to have to get. They've got all the offensive talent in the world, potentially, on offense. Two great running backs, Drake London at receiver, Kyle Pitts at tight end. Mm-hmm. They've got an above average offensive line. Now they could get a little better, especially at left guard. Sure, fine. But their offensive line was still pretty good, and they had weapons. And it's still not enough for them to win. And the reason for that is because the defensive side of the ball stinks. You've got weapons on offense. Even with the mess that you had at quarterback, you still managed to win 7 games.
Yeah.
Add a decent quarterback. Maybe Justin Fields is the answer. I don't know. I don't think he is. I haven't seen enough from Justin in Chicago to say that he's worth a first-round pick. But, you know, what do I know?
Justin Fields is still young. I don't know. Sometimes places like Chicago and even the Cleveland Browns, which you can't say that today, but you can accuse them of destroying quarterbacks and young quarterbacks. So I don't know if he's already, like, tarnished and he would be able to come and make a new start. But I think that would work for him with the Falcons. My biggest thing is for the Falcons, they have to focus more on building football. I feel like they're so focused on selling tickets. And I feel like they sell all these tickets to a show that they haven't really planned for. And they got to get back to football. It is what it is.
You know, sitting here thinking about it, maybe Justin Fields is a good fit, because the last time that the Falcons had a quarterback that just ran around and never watched film, they went to the Super Bowl with that guy. So maybe Fields is a good fit.
Right. It might work.
They won a lot of games in that regime.
They did. So, that was the era. Yeah,
so I don't know. They're talking about giving I've seen reports where if the Bears do decide to move on from Justin Fields, which I'm pretty sure they're going to do, mm-hmm. you know, that the Falcons are talking about that they will be willing to give the Bears a first-round pick, and the Falcons, because of that, are pretty well like the top suitor for Justin Fields. And, you know, Justin's from Georgia, so I'm rooting for him professionally.
No, Atlanta is his town already. So I think, you know, it could work, and he could really he could really shift the culture, you know. It's going to take some dubs, though. It's going to take some wins.
Think about their quarterback situation, outside of Matt Ryan. Mm-hmm. You know, we've done Joey Harrington.
Right.
We have done Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
Desmond Ridder, Taylor Heineke. So, you know.
We're open to anything.
And I think that's kind of why this Justin Fields thing might make sense. But if I'm
available.
If I'm the Atlanta Falcons, if I can get Justin Fields for like a third,
I'd do that for sure.
It's worth it.
And you might get an extra two wins out of it, you know.
That would be worth it. But a first round pick for the guy who has not shown not to be a bust in Chicago.
Right.
At the end of the day, if the Bears believe that Justin Fields is worth a first round pick, Justin Fields isn't getting traded.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
If the Bears believed in him that much, they wouldn't be talking about drafting another quarterback with the first pick.
Mm. That's true.
I say true things on the show.
But what if it's a Tannehill situation? What if he's just in the wrong place and he could be revived for what the Titans get out of Tannehill? 5-6 years?
And be that as it may.
It could be that.
Be that as it may.
Right. You still don't give all that. That's a lot. Your first pick.
Five or six years of Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee. Of those five or six, how many of those years was Tannehill really, really good?
The year before the contract.
Two.
You say two?
2 years total, yeah, where he had good seasons. The rest of that, and you know, arguably one, but I say two. And the rest of that, he was a mediocre quarterback.
Yeah, that's true.
So you say Ryan Tannehill.
It sounded good. But who would have thought that he would have got – Kirk Cousins is still out here cashing checks.
If I were the Atlanta Falcons, I'd sign Kirk Cousins tomorrow.
You'd sign Kirk Cousins?
You dadgum right I would.
Oh, my. He is the most overpaid game manager of all time.
I disagree. I think Kirk Cousins is talented. Oh. I think if it hadn't been for Kirk Cousins, that the Minnesota Vikings would be in NFL obscurity.
I mean, he
lifted that team. If the Atlanta Falcons signed Kirk Cousins, the Atlanta Falcons would make a deep run in the NFC playoffs.
Oh, heck no.
I'm talking NFC championship game.
For real.
If the Atlanta Falcons sign Kirk Cousins, you can go ahead and write it in marker that they're in the NFC championship.
So let me name these teams right now. They could beat Green Bay.
Yes.
They could beat Dallas. They definitely can't beat Dallas.
If they're playing Dallas and Atlanta, yeah.
Okay. The Rams?
Yeah.
Detroit.
Yes.
Detroit, with that defense, you think that he would be able to pull that off?
Yes. With that offense, all the weapons that Kirk Cousins would have at his disposal, which he never had except for Dalvin in Minnesota, yes.
Okay, I know you're not going to say he could beat Philly.
It's a toss-up game.
That's a toss-up. Tampa, yeah, they could beat Tampa. Yeah. I'm going to say that. Frisco, no way.
Flip a coin. 50-50.
Okay. 50-50. All right. Kirk Cousins?
I mean, San Francisco on paper would still be better because they're better on the defensive side of the ball.
Oh, yeah. That defense ferocious.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like what you just did there. We went through the NFL, the NFC playoff teams, and realistically, other than San Francisco, I think Atlanta would be capable with Kirk Cousins at quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're capable of beating all of those teams.
Okay. 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 I give them Tampa. I give them Green Bay.
Let me ask you this. Is Kirk Cousins better than Justin Fields?
I don't know because – let me see. Because, okay, what you said about Trevor Lawrence, that's how I feel about Justin Fields. He hasn't had enough time. Like, how many years has he been playing? Has it been three?
It's been like 5 years, dude.
It's been three? Five?
I mean, he's at least had three. He's got to be going to it. He's got to be going into his fourth because they've got to make a decision on whether they're going to pick up that 4 and 5 year option.
I would say he's the not have enough time guy. That's who I would say Justin Fields. We don't know enough about him. I've seen flashes of him in games where he looks real good and he can show you some physicality and he can show you some athleticism. He made some plays now.
So year one, he was dreadful. Year two, midway through the season, it looked like he had turned the corner. But reality, he wasn't really making any passes. He was just running all over the place, making plays.
Right, right.
And so they came back in year three. Hey, man, like, good job. Like, you look good. But we need to stay in the pocket more. You need to do better at reading defenses. And, I mean, he had a so-so year doing that.
Yeah. But who do they have to compare him to? Jay Cutler?
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information on services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Several players from the Georgia Bulldogs have announced they will enter the 2024 NFL Draft. Some of those players, safety Javon Bullard, center Kendrick Van Pran, corner Kamari Lassiter, offensive tackle Amarius Mims, defensive back Tyke Smith, tight end Brock Bowers, wide receiver Marcus Rosemy-Jack Saint, and running backs Dejon Edwards and Kendall Milton, as well as wide receiver Ladd McConkey, just to name a few. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Keep up with all of your favorite local sports teams, thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.